Right, you're listening to Green Left Radio, and for our one of our interviews that we have for our program today, we're going to be interviewing Pedro, who is a musician and educator with an interest in aesthetics and politics, social change and mental health. And the reason why we have him on the program today is he's originally from Chile, and he has been quite active on writing, I guess, about the recent kind of social processes and the protest movement that has been happening in Chile. And recently, Chile has voted overwhelmingly in favour of rewriting the country's constitution to basically replace the guiding principles that were opposed four decades ago under the military dictatorship of Pinochet. So, yeah, Pedro, I guess the first kind of question I want to kind of ask you is, what can you, tell us about, the background, of this referendum to rewrite the country's constitution?
Yeah, thanks, Jacob. Well, about the background, as you probably know, Pinochet had the current constitution of Chile written in 1980. That's kind of in the middle of his 17-year-long dictatorship. And ever since the dictatorship officially ended in 1989, multiple political actors and sectors of the citizenship have called for a change of this constitution because of, well, it doesn't really represent democratic values by any means. No? Back in the day of Pinochet, there was a referendum on whether to stay with that constitution or drop it when returning to so-called democracy. But there were no guarantees that referendum had any kind of democratic validity. In fact, when we review the campaigns that took place back then in 1988, if I remember well, for that referendum, it was very very partial. You know, like it was very clearly it had a very clear coercive tone in favor of approving staying with that constitution. And despite many calls from many sectors of the population to change that, it took a massive citizens' revolt that took place last year to actually put real pressure on politicians to get the thing done and actually submit this decision to a proper referendum. Which took place last weekend, last Sunday, 25th of October, in Chile and worldwide for those of us who live abroad.
Oh, and what can you, tell us about, the results, of this referendum? Because I sort of noted that it was kind of an overwhelming kind of majority, but a bit more of, a story about, the results in that case.
Yeah, well, the referendum contained two questions, one regarding whether or not to have a new constitution written. And the second question was, well, in case of having a new constitution written, whether it should be a sort of citizens assembly or a mix of citizens and Congress people to write this new constitution. And the results worldwide were about 78% in favor of having a new constitution written, and a similar number in favor of having a citizens' assembly without a half of current Congress people involved in the writing of it.
All right. And what can you now with this kind of result kind of coming in, what is, the implications of this kind of constitution being written, especially in terms of politics in Chile?
Yeah. The results were overwhelming. No, it is a very clear mandate from the people to have a new constitution written by and for the people. But this process is only just beginning with this. No, this is just this is not a battle won, but just the beginning of the big battle that will be to actually have this written to satisfy the demands from the people, demands that include management of natural resources that currently, especially the resources of fresh water, many rivers are privatized and sold to companies that divert them, sometimes leaving whole towns without water to distribute to plantations vegetables for export, as has been recently discovered in Australia. No? In Australia, that happens too. So whole rivers, yeah, diverted to just supply plantations for export. And also the demands from indigenous people, particularly from the Mapuche nation in the south of Chile, they have been struggling for their rights, for the land rights for many decades, well, centuries, you could say, really. But especially in the last few decades, it's been particularly hard for them to fight that battle. Issues of gender equity, issues of ability equity, and all of those are expected to have quotas in the constitutional assembly, you know, that is elected. So hopefully there will be a gender parity. You know, it is expected to be 50-50 in terms of gender, and it is being argued what percentage should correspond to quotas for people with different abilities, for indigenous peoples of different nations, and so on.
Yeah. And I guess what the next kind of question, I guess, that flows out of this, from my kind of understanding, so they've voted, I guess, to kind of adopt a new constitution, and it's quite clear that the social movements, I guess, have a number of kind of demands, I guess, on what this constitution could kind of should have written on it. And I guess, what is, I guess, the sort of process by which this constitution will kind of be rewritten? Because from my understanding, you know, if hypothetically any country, any nation state were to kind of rewrite the kind of constitution, you'd almost have an assumption that it would be kind of left to, I guess, the parliament or the elected sort of government that's already kind of elected. And I guess the other sort of thing that comes off as a bit of a contradiction, but I'm sure you'll have more to kind of say there, because from my understanding, I guess, of the protest movement in Chile, the protest movement in Chile has sort of been spurred by a kind of general distrust of those who are currently kind of in power. So I kind of want to hear, you know, I guess, a bit of your comments on some of those kind of elements.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the social movement that exploded about a year ago from the 18th of October last year has been characterized by being very heterogeneous. You know, it's been lots of different groups coming together, struggling together against the government, against the oppression of a neoliberal system that has been ruling ever since the times of Pinochet, so ever since neoliberalism was invented and experimented with in our country. And because of this heterogeneity, there is no one voice of the people, you know, demanding clear points to be addressed. But if there is one common denominator for all of these groups that have been struggling together, it is that of distrust for the politicians that have been in power during this whole process that was called a transition to democracy back in 1989. when Pinochet handed over power officially. But yeah, during these 30 years, ever since, people have been cheated of the promise of a proper democracy, of dignity, of justice for all the people that were killed by the regime, by all the people who were tortured, and for all the people that has been continuously displaced during dictatorship and after by the neoliberal system that the dictatorship left in place, allowed by this constitution.
Oh, yeah.
So the process of forming this assembly, it will be elected by popular vote according to different districts, and yeah, it will be confirmed by 155 elected representatives of the people, who cannot hold public public positions. They cannot be public servants. If they currently are, they automatically cease in their position by being candidates. And nevertheless, still many politicians are already pushing to be part of that process. Politicians that have significantly lost trust from their electorates are still, you know, in, trying to push very hard to be part of that process.
Okay. And I guess what do you, tell me, in terms of this kind of process of the electing, I guess, these 150 kind of people, I guess just to clarify one thing, those 150 people who do get elected, their role really is to help contribute to all the drafting this constitution. They would play no other sort of political role other than just drafting the constitution.
Yeah, that's the, well, that's the big question. I don't have an answer for that. Maybe, yeah, maybe there is some clarity there that I don't have, but yeah, honestly, I don't see much clarity there in that regard. I mean, it's 155 people conforming this this working group, but to what extent those people will have some degree of expertise in law is unknown at this stage. Will they have the actual capacity to write the constitution themselves? Will it be more like an advisory group? That's all to be seen, really, you know, the extent of agency in the writing of the new constitution.
Yeah. And I guess, what can you tell us, I guess, about the demographic of, I guess, of people who are running for this, for these kind of positions? Are they kind of drawn from the social movements? Would there be like classified as like individuals who would be running for this? Would they be considered sort of leaders in some of the, in that, in kind of the protest movement that has been sort of engulfed Chile in kind of like the past year?
Yeah, that hasn't been defined yet. I mean, since only now the election results, the referendum results were made public, it is to be seen in the next few weeks, I guess, who really conform the tickets to get elected for these positions, to compete for these positions, how much weight political parties will put in competing against each other and against independent tickets. Yeah, if unions will have an important role, if social leaders, local social leaders will have a role. Yeah, all of that is to be seen, really, in the near future.
All right. Well, that gets into, I guess, the kind of next question is, and with the sort of passing, I guess, of replacing the country's kind of constitution, what's kind of next for the kind of protest movement in Chile?
Yeah, that's a good question. And again, because there is no one leader, or there is no one unified force driving that, is pretty much to be seen how it spontaneously keeps the struggle, how the struggle stays on the street. And that's of key importance, I think, because if we start congratulating ourselves for this victory in the referendum and leave the streets, that will allow politicians to kind of kidnap this process. Whereas, in my opinion, at least, it is of key importance that the streets keep being occupied and that the social movements, the social revolt, keeps putting pressure on the political class to be accountable, not to be to respond to the demands of the people.
Hmm. All right. Well, do you have any guests, any final kind of concluding comments you would like to make?
Perhaps just what I just said is my kind of desired way forward. That the struggle continues on the streets to keep the pressure on the political class to make it clear that that we don't trust the current Congress, that we don't trust the current government. And also lots of the demands from these social movements are not satisfied by just the referendum. You know, there are still many political prisoners apprehended during the revolt. There are still many Mapuche indigenous political prisoners kidnapped by the state from their land for defending it. There are still many people who have been tortured and mutilated by the police during this revolt that still haven't had justice made. So still the pension system, which is one of the big flags of struggle for this movement, hasn't been resolved and won't be resolved until the constitution is changed. All of those have to have pressure kept on the politicians in order for change to actually happen. That won't happen without that pressure from the people on the streets.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Pedro. Anyway, just to just inform listeners, we were just interviewing Pedro about the whole significance of Chile voting to rewrite, I guess, the country's constitution. You're listening to A Green Left Radio, and we'll just play a quick announcement before we move on to the next part of our program. All right, well, thank you very much, Pedro.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm eager to get off now because it's actually 8:20 p.m. here. I'm just get a quarter day now. And sure. Thank you very much for the interview.
No worries. My pleasure. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.